It's going to be essentially what we as an arts and culture sector will be utilising for the next few years to try and get to the place that we want to and need to be, really, to have a thriving and sustainable sector.
We've seen the legacy of City of Culture. We've seen Derry establish itself as one of the absolute centres of arts within Northern Ireland. That's a reputation that you want to both retain and enhance.
Well, we noticed that even going through the consultation process for the strategy, one of the things that came across quite clearly was the confidence that had been established as a result of 2013. A lot of the organisations, a lot of the artists, a lot of the practitioners had gained a lot of confidence from what was a very successful year. So really this strategy is kind of building on the crest of that wave and sort of saying, wait, that has been a successful year. Things have maybe got into a little bit of a lull in the meantime, and it's how we really kick on from there. There is still a legacy, a very positive legacy that exists from that particular year that we wish to build on now.
And people who may be considering becoming involved, a lot of people might be thinking to themselves, oh, I'm not an expert, oh, I don't really know, oh, I mightn't be suitable. But you're really looking to get right across the spectrum from practitioners and artists right through to audience members and consumers.
That's a very good point. Yeah, that's exactly what we're looking for, because really, when you look at the arts and culture sector, I mean, everybody consumes culture in one way, shape or form or another, even if it's something as simple as going to the cinema or watching television. So what we're trying to do when we're looking at how we're actually going to deliver the strategy is have as broad a base as possible when it comes to that oversight. So we are looking for people not just from the cultural sector, but also from the business community or for the community sector, or even those that would consider themselves to be avid followers of culture that would be audience people, just to sit on our co-delivery group in order to keep us right, to keep make sure that we're honest to the strategy, to make sure that we're delivering the objectives that we have set out in this particular plan, and to see us through for 2 years. What we're asking for really from this co-delivery group is a 2-year commitment, and then we'll look for another group of people to sit on that for a further 2 years, and that's probably the best way to get that mixture of continuity, but also not to ask incredible demands of what essentially is a voluntary contribution from a co-delivery group.